Siman Resh Yud Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the importance of answering Amen, whether it's to a beracha or whether it's to a blessing like a Misha Berach or like in the Birkat HaMazon, answering Amen to the Harahamans when you hear it from someone else. We cannot overemphasize the importance of not even missing the answering of one Amen. Even the Amen of a child past the age of 6 that knows who he's blessing to, one must answer Amen to his Beracha. There is a famous story told about Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, who was also known as the Baal HaLevushim. He wrote 10 books. They were called Levush. If you look in the introduction to Chelek Aleph of the Levush, he tells a story of himself, that they wanted to appoint him to become the rabbi in a city in Europe. And he refused until he studies the secret of Ibur Shana. And he knew that the only one that could teach it to him was a Sephardi rabbi, Rabbi Yitzhak Abu Hab. And he went to Rabbi Abu Hab to learn the sod of the Ibur. And Rabbi Abu Hab became very close. I should say the Levush became very close to Rabbi Abu Hab, who was the Gadol. And one day, a child came into the room and took a fruit and made Bore Priyaretz. And Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe did not answer Amen. Maybe he was preoccupied. And when Rabbi Abu Hab saw this, he immediately put Rabbi Yaffe in Hirim and Nidui, and he banned him, and he sent him away. And Rabbi Yaffe was not able to see Rabbi Yitzhak Abu Hab for 30 days, like the law of Nidui and Nizifa. After 30 days, he came crying to the rabbi. He says, "What did I do? What avon?" He didn't even know what he did. He said, "Don't you realize there was a child that came in and made a beracha, and you disregarded it, and you didn't answer Amen? Do you know there was a death sentence on you at that time?" He says, "I will only forgive you for what you did, this grave avon, if you accept upon yourself not only to answer every Amen, but you must go around from city to city, and anytime you give a dirash, you must speak to the people about the importance of answering Amen to every beracha." Rabbi Yaffe, of course, apologized, and he accepted upon himself from that day that in all his dirashot, he will talk about the importance of answering Amen. And then Rabbi Abu Hab tells Rabbi Yaffe a story that he could use in the derasha. Ayin Sham, the story is brought down in the Hakdama, a chilling story about a great Hasid that because he missed answering Amen also to a beracha, even of a child, lo alenu velo alechem, suffered a great, great torturous punishment at the end of his life, albeit that he was a Hasid because he missed one Amen. I end shop for the story. Chavavadya just points out in Yabia Omer, in Chelek Bet, that this child in the story of Rabbi Abu Hab must have been at least 6 years old. Because the halakha says if it's less than 6, you don't have to answer Amen. Again, we see over here how important it is. That means the Rabbi Abu Hab felt that even though Rabbi Yaf is not going to learn Torah with him for 30 days, that means the Havruta, whatever he was teaching him, there's going to be a lot of Bitul Torah from that. But he felt that the fact that he didn't answer Amen to a child is worth to teach him that he needs to be Nazuf, and he has to accept upon himself a lifelong tikkun just for missing one Amen of a child. Again, Abotai, this reminds us how important it is not to be Mizalzel with the Amenim. That's why our customers, when we make Berachot, we make the Beracha out loud. But the poskim say that if you know that the people around you are not going to answer Amen, so then maybe you shouldn't say the beracha out loud, not in order to put a stumbling block in front of them that they're not going to answer and you're going to cause them to make an avera. But that's really not the solution. The solution is that everybody should make berachot out loud and everybody should answer Amen as well, even if they're doing something that is important, which clearly Rabbi Yaffe was doing something that was important, but still the ears have to be cognizant to be listening to the berachot of the Amenim so they cannot miss even one.